It's the pinkest, the red line. It's Neil Atkinson. It's Ryan Patton. It is Adam Melia, and we've got Mr. P. Bolster with us. And it is a pleasure to have Pete. It was a pleasure to watch the game. It didn't feel like it was going to be a pleasure, Pete. It felt like it was going to be very much like last season. And then Liverpool get themselves to half time. The manager makes a change. He then makes another couple of changes. And the first thing to point out is I thought every substitution made Liverpool stronger. It's a great win in the end.
It's an absolutely fantastic win, Neil. Wrong team selection, awful first half, awful start, brilliant subs.
The manager rocks in now, by the way. He says great team selection, because I have your subs. And he might rock in, it's not far away, Wolves.
How many times have we seen Jürgen run down the tunnel, but he looked like he meant that run.
Yeah.
I knew something was going to happen, I felt it in the second half. I was very confident. I even said out loud at one point to Adam, it just looks like one side's going to win this, and it was Liverpool. I just think that, like, this is the statement win that we were all looking for. We needed to win this. There was some point where a point on the road was mentioned. That's a good thing. I don't think so. I think you're playing bottom of the league and you've got aspirations to win the league. You've got to beat the bottom of the league. And also, Neil, winning in the Midlands when you're a goal down is very 1920 vibes, isn't it? Andy Robertson won't buy him, and I am brilliant. Fucking hell, that was magnificent.
The idea of the statement win, Adam, I'll come to you on it, is to me, first and foremost, it is there in this in the end, in that they don't play brilliantly, they're really poor for 40 minutes, but they really find a way through it, and that's as much the statement as anything else, that they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I thought we looked like the only team that was going to win it, and but when Pete was saying that before, it was a bit like I thought it might have to be a 95th minute winner. We haven't got Divock anymore, but it's going to be that sort of thing, because there was only one team that was going to win it, and I thought we'd overpowered them by the stage that we win. We'd overpowered them 10 minutes before that, and it was great to see, because you know there was that much injury time played that we could have scored another couple actually by the end, so it ended up comfortable.